Chapter 41. The Best Laid Plans. Great Ocean. Although it wasn't Jaco Rintala's first sea voyage, it was the longest. By the time they reached Cadellium, the squadron would have circumnavigated almost three-quarters of Anyar. Most of the trip spent sailing over the Great Ocean, the water that covered an entire hemisphere of the planet. They took this longer route to avoid the Narthani, whose increasing number of ships made traversing the Throat, the belt of sea separating the northern and southern continents, a riskier endeavor every year. The longer route also minimized the Narthani realizing that ships of one of their foes were snooping around an island of little interest to the rest of Anyar and of no relevance to wars with the Narthani. Until now. They had already been at sea for 4 months after leaving Kamo, the largest port in eastern Fuoman. If Commodore Kilo was correct, they had another month to go. Then they would see what they would see. Why were the Narthani so interested in Cadellium, and what was happening on that otherwise out-of-the-way island? Only in the last months had Fuomi intelligence uncovered that the Narthani had been up to something on the island for several years. Exactly how long wasn't known. With new developments, Rintala was charged with finding out what was going on. The Fuomi higher-ups didn't expect his command to engage the Narthani. The lack of information dictated that Rintala had flexibility in action, which was why the squadron had enough firepower to fight off any Narthani force of their size and the speed to escape otherwise. They also had 1,000 Fuomi Marines on 5 troop ships, because they would attempt to make contact with the inhabitants of Cadellium. Based on scanty information, the Cadelli reportedly consisted of clans having no central island authority. "Wishing the wind was stronger or weaker, Jaco," said a woman's voice. He turned and smiled at Aina Saisanen, one of only 3 women in the squadron. Saisanen was a linguist and an experienced ambassador. The other 2 women worked as surgeons with the Marines. "Both," said Rintala. "I wish for stronger winds to get us where we're going faster, and weaker winds to make the voyage calmer. I know Fuomi are supposed to be Anya's greatest seamen, but I'd prefer that others demonstrate their talent."
"I agree, Jaco. I've sailed before, though always shorter trips and on single ships."
She motioned to the lines of ships arrayed right and left of the flagship they rode on.
"It's impressive to see so many ships under sail and so orderly."
Rintala agreed, though he didn't say so. Their frigate was followed by a line of 5 troop ships, each one carrying 200 Marines. Fuomi troop ships were nothing like the lumbering troop ships of the Narthani. Fuomi naval doctrine mandated that every ship be capable of running with frigates, even if it sacrificed other features. Following the troop ships were 2 supply ships. 2 more frigates flanked the central line right and left, and 3 sloops ticketed forward into the flanks. They didn't need any sloops astern, because no navy in the world could catch a Fuomi squadron or fleet. Saisanen braced herself as the ship rolled over a large wave.
"I've been going over all the reports and information we have on Cadellium and speculations on why the Narthani are so interested. Whatever is going on won't be good for the poor islanders. I'm afraid they're going to learn what it's like to become part of the Narthan Empire. If they were closer to us, or one of the Narthani's other enemies, they might have gotten aid. But out where they are, they're on their own."
"It's a shame," agreed Rintala. "There's nothing we can do for them."
"We'll see if there's any part of the island not already subjugated. so we can try to understand the longer-term plans the Nathani have for the island. They don't make moves like this without having something in mind. Something we're sure not to like.
Well, said Saisanen, if the Nathani have completely put down the Cadellium inhabitants by now, it'll have been a long voyage to no purpose. Here's hoping there's some part of the island not yet subjugated.
Nathani sloop Saber, 100 miles northeast of Cadellium.
Sail to the northeast!
Shouted a lookout on the top mast. All motion stopped, as crew and officers heard the call.
Any identification yet? The watch officer called up. Too far to tell, but it's headed this way.
5 minutes later, the watch officer alerted the captain, who'd been awake all night because of a series of squalls.
Captain! Lookout reports an Nathani sloop under full sail headed straight to Cadellium. Do you think it's the one Admiral Kalkin has been waiting for?
How would I know? Groused the captain. But orders are clear. I'll be on deck shortly. Begin turning us around and make all sail to Predi City. If it's word from Nathan, Admiral Kalkin will want General Akuyan to be prepared.
You've been listening to Heavier Than a Mountain, Book 3 of Destiny's Crucible, produced by Greg Lawrence, Associate Producer Emily Durr, Text Copyright 2017 by Olin Thorenson, Production Copyright 2017 by Podium Publishing, all rights reserved. If you enjoyed this audiobook, let us know. Take a quick moment to rate and review it on Audible, so we know we're bringing you audiobooks you love.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.